Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Dalet, and today we're going to talk about the bracha of Ner for Havdalah. We know we make a few brachas when we make Havdalah every Motzi Shabbos, and today we'll talk about the bracha of Ner for Havdalah. The Gemara talks about this both on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis and daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, why do we use a Ner? Right, the bracha of Havdalah we make because that is being ma'avdim mikosh lechol, machlokas, rishonim, whether that is a din da'araisa or a din da'rabanan, the Rambam holds that making Havdalah is a din da'araisa. The Havdalah itself, the bracha of Baruch HaMavdil. And, maybe Al Hakos connects to that pasha, that's also da'rabanan, but that is the Rambam Shita towards the end of Hilcha Shabbos, that a person has a chiyuv to make Kiddush, b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. That is the mitzvah d'araisa, says the Rambam in Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah zaseh min haTorah l'kadosh es yom haShabbos b'dvarim, shenemar zachoros yom haShabbos l'kadosho. Klomar, zachreyu zachiras Shabbos v'kiddush. V'tzorach lezachreyu b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso, b'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyaso b'havdala. That's the Rambam Shita. That it is a mitzvah d'araisa. The Magen Mishnah points out, V'ra'isi ha'mefarshim chalukim bazeh. Yesh sovrim k'divei rabbeinu. V'yavagav the Gemara perak arvei psachim. Ein shamala zachri ala yayim b'knisaz el anibi b'layla v'chulu. Mikol maklam yafin alami d'asiv al havdil k'mosh ha'kasav in shvuas. V'yesh omrim sh'avdala eino el midivei sovrim aval kiddush u'dvar Torah v'chulu. V'avdala nami im hidvar Torah nafkalam v'chiyuvet. What about women? So that is a discussion hopefully we will get back to. But that is Kiddush itself. But everything else, for sure, is Durabanam. There's a minhag of saying the bracha of Besamim. That's not today's topic. There's a minhag of saying Eish. So why do we make a bracha on Ner? We never, the rest of the week, whenever you see a fire, you don't make a bracha. So why all of a sudden, Motzi Shabbos, do you make a bracha on Ner? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein mevarchem al haner ella b'motzei Shabbos, hoel v'tchilas b'riyasehu. Since that is when Eish was created, so that is why we make a bracha on it. Remembering back to the first time that it was created. The Gemara also here, that Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, has another memra. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shnei Dvarim Alu B'machshava Libros B'Erev Shabbos. There were two things that there was machshava, so to speak. Hashem's first thought, Kaviyachol, was to create it on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Lo Nivra on Motzi Shabbos, but it was only created on Motzi Shabbos. Ob Motzi Shabbos, Nasana Kadosh Baruch Hu Deya ba'Adam Arishon Me'ein Dugma Shamala. Hashem gave Adam Arishon Da'as Me'ein Dugma Shamala. What does it mean? Some type of creative powers. Really, Hakadosh Baruch Hu only has creative powers, but he gave some of that Da'as to Adam. V'Hevi Shnei Avanim V'Tachnan Zubazu. He brought two stones and rubbed them against each other. V'Yatza Mehen Or, and he had fire come out of it. Vehevishte behemos, that he made, put two animals together. But either way, this is what's important for us, this chazal. The Rashba points out in a tshuva, chelek aleph, siman kufnun tes, that this is the only thing that man really created. So it has a special status in terms of it's bria, and that's why we make a bracha on it. So that is one Maimer Chazal relating to the bracha. It was created this night, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, or in this, according to Chazal, he gave the das for Adam to create it. That is one. If you look in the Pirkei Der Belazar, there is another Maimra, there is a different Maimer Chazal, in Perek Chaf, says the Pirkei Der Belazar, that's right after Adam got thrown out. Ve'igarish es Adam, gorash v'yatza migan Eden, v'yashav laro bahar hamoria. Wow, so he went out of Gan Eden, and he sat on Har Moriah. Sheshar Gan Eden, Samach Lahar HaMoriah. Because the Shar of Gan Eden is Samach. The Pirkei Der Belazar is always fascinating. Misham L'Kacho, L'Sham Hechziro, B'Makom Shenilkach. Shneamar V'Yikach Shem L'Kim Es Adam, Meiz Makom L'Kacho, Mimakom Beis HaMikdash. V'Chulo, B'Yuda Omer, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shamar Shabbos Rishon, V'Adam Shamar Oso Tchila Batach Tonim, Hashem Kep Shabbos, and Adam Kep Shabbos. V'Yom HaShabbos B'Shamro Mikol Ra, U'Menachemo Mikol Sarape Libo. Shabbos guarded him. Shabbos protected him. V'Chulo. And then it talks about the tree a little bit. Ben Hashmash Shal Shabbos Haya Adam Yoshev Umahara Belibo Vomer. Ben Hashmash says, as Shabbos is leaving, Adam says to himself, Oili Shema Yavo Anacha Shehita Usi Be'erev Shabbos V'Yishufeni Yagev. Nishtalech Lo Amud Shal Eish. Hashem sent him a pillar of fire. Lo Ha'ir Lo U'Lishamro Mikal Ra. To protect him. Ra Adam Lamud Shal Eish. v'samach b'libo, v'yamar, achshav ani yodea sh'amakom imi. I know Hashem is with me by seeing this light. U'pashat yadav la'or ha'ish, u'beirach borei ma'orei ha'ish. He stretched his hand to the fire and made the bracha. Borei ma'orei ha'ish. U'kshihirchag yadav me'ha'ish, amar adam, achshav ani yodea, she'nivdal yom ha'kodesh b'yamachol, she'ein l'vayer ish b'shabes. Amar, barach ha'mavdil, be'kodesh l'chol. That is Adam making the bracha on Eish and then making the bracha on Havdalah. Rabbi Mana Omer Ketzad Chayav Adam Lavracha Lakosal Shel Yain La'or Eish VeOmer Barach Ma'or Eish Ha'Eish Ugmachshi Adam In Eish Omer Recham Adam Bekodesh L'Chol. V'Chol Din continues. Those are the Maimar, the Chazals relating to Havdalah, the two. Either Adam created it, our Gemara, or the Perek of Elazar, Hashem sent it. What type of bracha is this? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim, Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim. Both here and in brachas Daf Nun Gimel hold that this is a birchas shevach. We'll start here. The Rabbeinu David says right here, and the Tosfos here. Actually, we'll start with Tosfos because Tosfos is on the page. Tosfos says, "Ein mevarchin al ha'er el b'motzi Shabbos nun gimel mevayis hikshar of Yosef lama ein mevarchin b'kol shah shenehanim imenu." Why don't you make a bracha on fire? Why do you make a bracha whenever you get hanah from fire? To also lehanos ben olam hazeh below bracha. You can't get hanah from this world without a bracha, right? The Gemara in brachas taflamet. Hey, so why don't we make a bracha on Eish whenever we get hanah from Eish? Answers Tosfos v'tirei sahani mili kishagufo nene. This is only when the body gets hana, when there's you imbibe hana inside. Avol shar hana lo, but other hanos Chazal were not misakin a bracha on. So this is not a birchas hananin. Chazal were not misakin a bracha on this type of hana. V'yavol gav dimavarchin al or hashemesh bechol yom. And even though you make a bracha on every morning, right, on the Shemesh, b'chadish b'chol yom, tamen haydish b'chadish b'chol yom, that's new, but fire is not new, and therefore Tosfos says it's not appropriate to make a bracha on it. We'll get back to that by the Shem a little bit in a few minutes, but Tosfos says what it's not. Tosfos says it is not a bracha z'nenin, because Chazal were not misakin a bracha z'nenin on this. The Rabbeinu David says, v'adai shebircha z'or ina bracha z'nenin. It's not a bracha zanen in me'acher she'im mevarchin osa b'chol shah v'shah. Tosfos' point. The fact that you don't make that bracha all the time, therefore it shows it's not a bracha zanenin. But oh, number two, shalom matzinu bracha zanenin ela bahana she'echreses l'guf, kagon achilu v'shasiyah v'reach, aval shara nos she'inchus l'guf lo shamanu, ela bracha ha'shevachu, she'mevarchin al b'riyas ha'or. We make a bracha on the creation of fire, kishem she'mevarchin al yam ha'gadol, just like if you go to the Yamagadol, you go to a Niagara Falls, you go somewhere, you make a bracha, bircha shevach of osim asebreishes. So here, you're making a bircha shevach, but it's just different. It's borei ma'orei ha'esh, but it's also a birchas shevach, like the creations of the other items. Ubirchas ha'shevach imavarchin also el ha'leprakim. She may only make it at certain intervals. She imavarchin al Yamagadol el ha'shamash shloshim yom shelo ra'uhu. V'chein imavarchin birchas shevach kishihu roe es ha'briyos. Beseder b'riyasan. You also make your bracha shavach not only if you see something amazing, but if you see something at the time and in the situation as it was created. Kemosha amru, we quote the Gemara in brachas at the end of the Masechta, haroa chama b'tkufasa, right? Birchas achama. That's only every 28 years. So we make a bracha barbara esh every 7 days. But it's the same idea as birchas achama. It's in the same situation that it was in when it was created. Umazalt kesidron kochavim silo sam omer brachos im asav reishis v'zeo kesedah b'riyasam shechava b'tkufasa hu b'tchilas hamachzor. As we know, it's in the same place where it was on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Lefichach kavu berchas ha'arba motzei Shabbos v'bnei shehi sha'as b'riyaso ve'af al pi she'eino dome mamish l'chama b'tkufasa, even though it's not exactly like berchas ha'chama she'yesh b'chidesh shehi k'seder b'riyaso v'bnei she'ha'ar mishtam shebo harbei, since fire use a lot kavu l'abracha al sha'as b'riyaso k'derach sha'asu berchas ha'ma'oros k'mo she'nifarish. That is Rabbeinu David right here. It is a berchas shavach, A, because you don't make a bracha on it right always, and B, the berchas hananin are not created based were not enacted by Chazal unless it is imbibed. And this is really the Ramban. The Ramban in the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos says this as well. That's the source, really. Nearly the berachas ha'or ain't a berachas anenin dihafi kol shayde v'shayde machayba shlo tignu beracha bahanos she'ain echnasos l'guf kigon rechitzas mayim karim v'chamim. If you had to take a nice hot shower, even if you're wearing a bathing suit, you don't make a bracha. Ukagon nashva haruach v'dene. There's a beautiful breeze and it feels so good. You don't make a bracha on that. V'kol shikin ba'or she'in enogeilu b'guf klal. Lo amre lo b'dvar menechazim l'guf ha'guf nene mehem. Kogon achilu v'shisiyah. V'reach nami davar nechnas l'guf. Reach also, that's a chiddush one, eating, drinking, but also smelling, that also goes into the body. V'soed u, and it is nourishing. Uke achila v'shisiyah dami. It's like eating and drinking when you smell. Ala berchas ha'or ke berchas shal yotzer ha'oros, v'shteh berchas ha'shavachin ke berchas ha'lalu sheberperka roa barach osa breishas. L'fisha ola b'ed ha'mishtavi shal ha'borah shal yom v'layla, halchala osa ha'ora v'achoshach b'mash b'shuba, v'kol boker mischadish lo ora tiknu b'kol shachar berchas ha'oros. K'mo shesid yuba ha'machadish b'chol yitam ha'mase breishas. U'kishim shal ora shel yom b'ma'oros kach ora shal layla b'mar ha'esh. Ubidinu sheyivarech b'chol layla. Really, you should make a bracha every night on the bircha shevach on the fire. Aval b'kivan shetash v'shal eish v'orot tzvicham lo mishtam shevo b'emba yom b'emba layla tadir. You use it even during the day. Lo ro l'varech ala b'chol layla. They didn't make a takana to make it, to say it every night. Ki inyin she'amra nichlas l'chanuso shabose. Like if you walk into a besamim store, v'arech reach, avil yoshev kolam kulo. So too here. So that's the Ramban, that's Rabbeinu David, that is the Ritva. They all say that it is a Birchas Shevach. Also, another point that the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, one doesn't need to be mamish nehene. One doesn't need to be nehene from the or just ro'i lit. Amar of Yehuda Marav says the Gemara Brachos, Nun Gimel Mabes, Lo Yeosu Yeosu Mamish, Ela Kol She'ilu Omeid Bekarov. Umishtamish laora, viafilu berichuk makom, v'chein amar avashi berichuk makom shaninu. Right, berichuk makom, that as long as it is hana abul, Rashi, lo yosu mamish, afilu lo nani mimenu mevarchan alav, umayachi yosu achi he oro ra'ui lehanos mimenu, lo omdim samuchlo, viyaz mevarchan alav, afilu arechokim mimenu uvad she yiruhu, as long as it is seen. That is the shita of Rav. Rava says, yosu mamish. Rabbi said, Yosema, what's the discussion? If this is a birchas hanoha, what do you mean, ra'ui lahanos? The answer is, it's not an exact birchas ha-nehenin. That's why even according to Rabbi, who says you should get hanoha, it's not because it's a birchas ha-nehenin, but that's the Ormesaki and the birchas ha-shevach on it. The Gemara there also says in Maseches Brachos, maybe this also relates, that Amar of Yehuda Marave machasun ala or kederach shemachasun ala mitzvahs. You don't have to go crazy to find fire like you have to really push yourself regarding other mitzvahs, because you know it's not as chomer. It's not as chomer. The language of the Rush is that it's just a zecher ba'alma. That's the language of the Rush in the 8th parak of Maseches Brachos. A zecher ba'alma to the fire that was created tonight, and that is why one doesn't have to be chozer ba. Okay, there is an interesting tzlach. The Tzlach in Maseches Brachos discusses, whether the Rishonim here, again, have the Yesod, that Birchas Hananin were only enacted by Hanoas that go inside, that we imbibe, eating, drinking, and even smelling. Smelling is the Chiddush, that's the extension. The Tzlach points out, maybe that's why that we have two separate sources. If you look back in the 6th parak of Maseches Brachos, we have a source at the beginning of the parak for Asur Lahanos Malom Hazeh Belo Bracha, right? And you have to make a bracha before you then, if from Olam Hazeh, and if not, Maul, it's stealing. And yet at the end of that same parak, on Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara has a separate pasuk. How do you know that you make a bracha on smell? Minayin Shem Avarchan Al Areach. And the question is, what do you need a separate pasuk for? You already have a pasuk for all the other hanos, the eating and the drinking. What do you need a separate pasuk for smelling? So it says the tzlach, that's exactly the point. This has a havamina that maybe it wouldn't have been included. It wouldn't have been included, says the tzlach. So first of all, the pasuk that's quoted is only a smach. It's not a din daraisa. V'far amr breish pirkin shvaruhu asul lansmalam zevlo bracha v'im kain kivan shagami riach nena mimenu. Since you get hanoah from the smell, mehetesi yishtana mishar hanos sheshoal mimayin shemavarchan al areach. Why does the Gemara have to ask this? The Gemara doesn't say mimayin shemavarchan al achila al shasiyah. We know that from the beginning of the parak. V'nira, mishum devareish pirkat shaninu, we learned it's all about mi'ila, it's ki'ilu your mo'el from Hashem, if you get hana without making a bracha, v'ari kaimalan, but we say in psachim daf chafaf, kol v'mar v'reach, ein by mishum mi'ila, there's no full mi'ila by kol, mara, and reach, kol, the beautiful sounds of the Levium. Mara, I think the base of Midish is gorgeous, v'reach, there's no iser mi'ila, it's not tangible. V'lakach, sha'al minayshim avarchan ala reach, that's the kasha. Shemokom lomar, you might have thought, kivan sha'afilu b'kashi shamayim mamish, ein by mi'ila ben haTorah, rak yisura d'rabanan, there's no full mi'ila by even my kashi shamayim mamish. So lo tiknu bracha al zeh, kamash balan, that they were misaki nebracha even on this. Does this mean that it is still a berachas hanehenin? Maybe kamash malan that it is not a berachas hanehenin. Maybe it's a berachas shevach. We don't assume that. We assume that it's a berachas hanehenin, like all the other rishonim as well. It's a fascinating discussion. If you look in the lekatov. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Simon Yud Aleph at the beginning of the piece there. So he discusses the sugya of brachos ma'akvos and brachos einan ma'akvos, that we know that whether a bracha, if I don't make a bracha, is it ma'akev the mitzvah? So he has a Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav, which seems to say, according to his understanding, that if you don't make the bracha, it is ma'akev the mitzvah, and he assumes that's by mitzvahs derabanan. By mitzvah derabanan, if you don't make the bracha, then you're not even yotzei the mitzvah, because hey mamre, they said you have to do the mitzvah, and they said part of the mitzvah is by making a bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Tes Vav, which says brachas edema akvos, that's talking about mitzvahs da'oraisa. By a mitzvah da'oraisa, you can't say that the bracha is going to be ma'akev, or the bracha is only drabanam. But if you have the Tosa Rush, for example, there says, if you have a bracha that's daraisa, it would be ma'akev the mitzvah that's daraisa. And that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, if you have a mitzvah drabanam, so then it would be ma'akev, the rabbana would be akev the mitzvah drabanam. So in that context, towards the beginning of the piece, he says another svara to explain why by mitzvah daraisa the bracha is ma'akev, and by mitzvah drabanam it is. He has an unbelievable lumdus. He says, we know, you know, call an animal of a sevlo bracha ki ilumal birchas hanenin, and there's a tosef in Maseches Brachos that says hanenem in olam hazeh klum below bracha maal atche yatiru lo kol hamitzvos. What does that mean? And Achronim Rav Salvechik discusses this. Maybe birchas hamitzvos are also a birchas hanenin. You're not allowed to get spiritual enjoyment from the world without making a bracha either. So he says, but one second. What about mitzvah slav lahenos ninu? So he explains, based on the Mishnah Melech, that's only bidyeved. If you got hana'ah from a mitzvah when it was asur ba'ana'ah, then you still get the mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lahenos ninu. But lachadchila, you're not supposed to. Asur lahenos b'lam hazeh v'lo brachas. That's what he's supposed to say, a bracha. But, he says, according to the Baal Amor, we had a shiur about this a couple of months ago. According to the Baal Amor, you say by mitzvahs drabanan, mitzvahs lahenos ninu. So by mitzvahs drabanan, mitzvahs lahenos ninu. So then it's asur b'lam hazeh v'lo bracha. Kilumal. So then you might not even be yotzei the mitzvah derabanan, because there you don't have the bidyeved principle of la lahenos ninu, therefore yotzei anyway. No, you don't have that. Mitzvah lahenos ninu by mitzvah derabanan, and therefore you have the iser of being nanim and olam hazeh below bracha. Fascinating lumdus. That's the lekatov in Siman Yud Aleph. But either way, this is Rov Rishonim that say berachas haner is a berachas shevach, and that's what we assume most of the time. There are some Rishonim, the Kolbo, in Simen Mem Aleph, and the Michtam seem to say that this is a Berchas Hanen, because they say, don't compare this to other Berchas Hanenins. And they don't seem to reject that fundamentally. V'kivan shebirich alav motzi Shabbos, shuv ein sorach levarech alav kol ha-shavua. Once you make the bracha on motzi Shabbos, says the Kolbo, you don't have to make a bracha on it the rest of the week. K'mo shemavarchin b'chol shar hana'os Berchas Hanenin. Why? So he doesn't say that it's a Berchas Shavach. He says, l'fi she'ein hefzik l'hanaso. Because you never stop getting hana'ah. You use fire all the time to bake with, to cook with, to warm with. So there's no hesach hadas from there. It's kind of like that Tosfos and Brachos Yud Aleph. You never miyayish dies from learning. So the Kolobo seems to say that it's Berchas Hanenin in that regard. L'may nafgamina from all of this, l'may nafgamina is like, do you look at your fingernails first or do you do your fingernails second? If you say it's a Berchas Shavach L'chor, you should look at your fingernails first and then make the bracha. Like every Berchas Shavach is after. If it's a Berchas Hana, so then maybe you should make the bracha first and then get Hana. So the poskim say maybe you could do both. You could start looking at your fingernails, start making the bracha, and looking at your fingernails, and keep looking at your fingernails afterwards as well. Okay, but either way, there's different formulations in the poskim exactly when to do it. If you look in the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berura in Reish Tzadi Vav, Reish Tzadi Vav is all about the Birchat Dini Havdala Al HaYayin. That's where he talks about women. And Berchas Eish, Dina Ner Lavdala, Reis Adiches. Reis Adiches, the Mishnah Berura quotes. The Mishnah Berura quotes, the Yesh Noagin, sorry, he quotes the, let me just find the line, about what to do, when to look at it. So he says here, the Mishnah Berura says, right here, here it is, in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, quoting the Prima Gadim, because it's Berchas Shavach, first look and then say the Bracha. That's also what Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes. The Rishonim seem to say that even the Kolbo had the lashon of first looking. So even if it's a nanin to first look. Okay, either way, that's that. Why do we look at our fingernails, just to end off with? Why is that dafka a idea? So the Meiri there in Maseches Brachos, Meiri and Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel, tells us, number one, the reason that's given by many is that because it's a davar matzu, you want to get hana, so something hana that you can always get is that your fingernails are always with you. First of all, it always grows, and it's always there, and then he quotes from Midrashos. He quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, the Brachos Rabbah. Shamanu shekodem shechata Adam arishon hayakol oro domo letziporin. It's like Adam and Chava had some type of protective shield on them before they sinned, which was the fingernails. And that's the only thing part that's left. Ukshechata hifshita mimenu v'lo hishir lo mimenu ela barashi etzbosav. Ukshenivra ha'or b'motzi Shabbos distakobo v'rosh enishar lo mimenu v'samach. He saw that he had a little bit of the a protective shield left over. So he was happy. Umitokach nogu letzaka b'tziporin v'yesh b'zeh ha'ora lemevi. This is Sahara to those who really understand. Whoa, that's the Miri getting into a little bit of Kabbalah. Okay, we didn't get to talk about Motzah Yom Kippur. In Motzah Yom Kippur, the Gemara talks about a different reason why we make Bari Mari Ha'esh, because it's the new Hana that's now allowed to yell out to get Hana from that. So discussion whether you should be Choser Acharav, is it more serious or not? Either way, that's for a different time. Okay, we'll stop here.